Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, about what's going on in state politics. Well, Jack, the shootings in Kalamazoo over the weekend have once again ignited the subject of gun control. The Washington Post had a headline that read that Kalamazoo was the 42nd mass shooting already in 2016. There were around 375 mass shootings in 2015. So where do things stand at the state and federal level when it comes to addressing gun violence?
Nowhere. No one's going to do anything about it. The gun lobby is too powerful. It's an election year, and politicians are never really willing to take them on, and during an election year, less so than most times. So I don't see anything being done except people will deplore the violence and wait for the next mass murder.
State lawmakers have created a joint House and Senate committee to look into the Flint water crisis. There are so many different investigations that are currently looking into Flint's water crisis. How will this committee be any different?
I can't tell. It looks to me like this committee is nothing but eyewash. They were getting a lot of criticism for not having some kind of an investigative committee, so they're having one on top of everybody else's. But the key thing here is this committee has no subpoena power. It can't force the governor or any of the former emergency managers or anyone to testify before it. So it'll be a bunch of talk from people who feel like talking. And as you say, there are a lot of these things. It's too confusing. And what I'd like to see is fewer committees with more understanding of what they can do, what they're trying to accomplish, and the power to get that done.
Meanwhile, Governor Rick Snyder says he will release all Flint emails dating back to the beginning of his administration in 2011. He already has released emails up to 2014. Do you think we'll learn anything new with these new releases?
I think Governor Rick Snyder could have saved himself a lot of time if he read a book about Watergate. It is always dangerous to sort of, oh, well, I'm going to let a little information out. Oh, I guess I have to let a little more out. The question is, how much information we're really going to get? Now, the previous emails were very heavily redacted. We simply don't know whether he's going to give us everything really or everything redacted. Everyone will be watching keenly to see what we do get. And the lesson the governor ought to learn is that if you tantalize people, they're just going to demand more and more. So you might as well put it all out there right away.
A state House panel has approved a bill meant to clarify a controversial new law limiting what local officials can tell voters about ballot questions. If this bill moves forward, what would it do and what would it not do?
Well, this is all a mess dating back to the passing of that law that appeared to say that municipalities couldn't give people any information about anything that was going to be on the ballot for months before an election. What they were trying to do clumsily was to prevent information that was prejudicial. They were afraid that cities, for example, would urge people to vote in favor of a tax increase to fix the local streets. So now everybody agrees that's dumb. So they've appeared to diminish the penalties for putting out politically charged materials. But the Michigan Municipal League thinks you should just repeal the whole bill. Nobody likes this fix. It's still ambiguous. It still could leave people open to lawsuits. And clearly, the whole idea of trying to limit what cities put out is pretty dumb. The fix doesn't really seem to address the problem, and we go on spinning our wheels.
And finally, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan gave his State of the City address last night. What stuck out to you?
Well, I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, but the mayor revealed that the city had almost half a billion dollar obligation coming because of its pension shortfall. This is higher than they were told. Apparently, the consultants at the time of the bankruptcy screwed up, used the wrong tables. He's thinking about suing them. But the impressive thing to me is that the mayor, there's a lot of other politicians who would have hid this under the rug. This doesn't happen for 8 years when he likely won't be there, but he said, nope, we have to start preparing for this now, putting aside money, making early payments now. And he talked about other things going on, mainly positive in the city, but it was a reminder that Detroit's recovery is still very fragile and a recession or some other unexpected bad news could change direction dramatically.
All right, Jack, thanks so much for your insights.
Have a lovely day.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Emily Fox.